Welcome to Salz im Herz, the Salzburg Single Podcast. My name is Hendrik Stoltenberg and I speak to one single per episode. Salz im Herz turns 20. Crazy what happened so far, and thank you so much for all the messages, the feedback, the support, and of course to every single one of my guests. As you can hear, this episode today is in English. So a very warm welcome to everyone who might listen to the very first time. My guest today is Nikaela. We actually thought there might be a German-English mix-up because her German is pretty good. But it turned out we spoke 99% of the episode in English. So different language, but the concept is still the same. If you are interested in Nikaela, just send me a message to her and I will forward it. Also the same with the age. I will reveal her age at the end of the episode. Try the concept of not knowing the age of my guest and guess till the very end. A little hint as well for support. If you think the podcast is great, you can leave me a small donation on PayPal and don't forget to recommend to all of your friends. But now enough talk and let's go with episode number 20. A warm welcome to my guest of the birthday episode number 20. Probably a mix up in between German and English. Nikaela, hello.
Hey, what's
okay,
up?
The hello was a little weird, I'm sorry. Hello.
Okay, that's so good.
Starting weird into the episode. I'm really pleased that you're here with me.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
Perfect, perfect. I'm starting with my first question, as always. Where do you come from right now?
So today, you mean?
Yes.
Right. From my house, or my flat, let's say.
Okay.
Yeah.
What were you doing in your flat?
Not much.
Corona, not much.
Yeah, so I worked the other evening, most of the evening long. So, yeah, I've been a bit lazy the last 2 days. And today was another lazy day. I was feeling a bit tired and fertig. But yeah.
Okay, okay.
So just at home.
Okay, yeah. Good. But when you were saying lazy the last 2 days, have you been lazy the last 12 months?
Maybe. Yeah, I'll be honest. I pretty much have. Yeah.
So?
I haven't been doing a huge amount.
No?
No, because work came to a stop. So I've just been a lot at home updating my website and doing things like that, but...
Okay.
Oh, and obviously, so I moved house in that time. So there was a lot of, obviously, the move took a while.
Okay.
And obviously, the buying of the new flat took a while.
Okay.
So that took up some time.
Okay.
But yeah.
But in general, on a big break.
Yeah, honestly, pretty lazy.
Okay.
Yeah.
What were you thinking coming here for being a guest?
On the drive here?
Yeah. Like, what are you thinking ahead the podcast?
I'm a little bit nervous.
Are you?
Yeah.
Doesn't seem like it.
Yeah, no, I'm cool. I'm chill. But like I said to you, so we were speaking earlier about my English-German.
Yes.
And I get my words a bit mixed up.
Okay.
And don't know which language to use. And I'm a little bit worried about that. So I'm apologizing.
No need, I guess.
Yeah.
I think most of the people who will listen to the English episode should be able to understand a little bit of German. English.
English, yeah, English. For sure, I would think.
And most of them are aware of it, German as well. So feel free to use any German word. If you want to.
Okay, cool. I'll just pop them in there.
Yeah, pop. Because it's actually very, not funny, but it's interesting the way you pronounce German.
Yeah, for sure. I can imagine. Because a lot of people say my accent's really funny.
It is.
But like they say it in a cute way.
Definitely.
And I'm like, are you laughing at me? Or is that a compliment? Or I don't know.
I think it's a compliment.
Most of the time it is a compliment. I mean, they say like, oh, no, we mean it nice. Like,
yeah.
You sound like really nice and I'm...
It's cute,
it's
and I think one thing is it's very surprising.
Why?
Because that's kind of the question, where are you actually from?
Right. UK.
You're from the UK.
Yeah.
I think most of the people would guess that.
With this accent.
Yes.
For sure. Yeah.
Would go so. Not for a typical Texan accent.
No, for sure not. And also, like, I mean, for me, I don't have a British accent in particular because I'm not Scottish or Welsh or something like that. Yeah. I'm from south of London. So I just have an average British accent, but yeah.
Yeah, and then
I think
it's
I'm easy
so
to understand, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm fine with it. And I think you're very clear.
Yes.
I would consider that as high British.
Yeah.
When you go for high German.
Yeah, for sure. It's almost like, well, it's not quite Queen's English, but it's quite on the posher side of, yeah.
And then it's surprising that you had have a little bit of an Austrian accent.
Do I have the accent?
I guess so.
Echt?
Yeah, there you go. Definitely.
Okay, komisch.
That's really nice.
Cool.
So, why do you live in Salzburg?
Why? I mean, I'm mainly moved because I was getting a little bit bored of Schladming, where I was before. So I lived in Schladming, for about 13 years.
Okay, then a switch of the question. Why you lived for 13 years in Schladming?
Right, okay, that's the question.
What happened?
I almost want to answer because I wanted to. there wasn't really, in the beginning, no particular reason.
But you walked around South London and thought, let's move to Schladming.
Yeah, so originally we holidayed a few times in Schladming when we were younger. And being a young girl, it was cool to be in a bar alone. Obviously, our parents let us out for a few hours in the evening at that age. And yeah, we met a few local Schladmingers, you could say. And I got to know them and always stayed in contact. One being Sebastian, which is a mutual friend of ours. And then through the contact with Sebastian, years later when I was 18, I asked him if it's possible for me to live and work in Austria or just work in the beginning. And he sort of fixed a job for me.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, in this small bar called Remise at the time. Yeah, and I came over for the season. I think it was about 4 or 5 months of working in a bar doing pretty much nothing. I had no idea how to waitress. And they all knew I had no idea how to waitress. I think I was just there to chat to people and wipe down some tables. That was it.
Okay.
And I was paid near to nothing, but I had fun. Yeah. And then after that, I went back to England, I think, for 1 month and then missed Austria so much. I then came back to Austria and I've been here ever since.
Crazy.
I mean, I've missed a big chunk in between because of the learning German and everything else. But
how is it learning German?
I almost can't remember because I know it now and I can't even particularly remember
the
process.
Did you learn it? You went to lessons?
Not at all. Nothing.
Watching TV?
Purely through friends of mine, through working. So in the first few years, I worked in bars or restaurants. Mm-hmm. And my first two words were Seitel and Hueve. That was the first, or then came Wichser and die ganze Sachen. That was
all the cursing stuff.
Yeah, all the horrible words.
That's very often the first words you learn in a foreign language.
I think everyone, right?
Yeah.
Who doesn't?
Do you what's your favorite Austrian curse word? If you have one.
What I use the most, my favorite.
Or what you use the most?
I use scheiße a lot.
Do you say in your daily life scheiße more than shit?
Probably an equal amount of both.
Oh, that's cute.
I swear a lot, which is terrible, right?
Yeah, that's awesome.
Normally people say if you swear a lot, you don't have a big vocabulary, which could be true about me.
Okay, I never heard that.
Well.
Friends of mine might laugh because I like to complain and curse.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
I think it's a really good way of expressing myself.
I have these German sentence, Kraftausdrücke bereichern jedes Argument, which is just awesome.
Yeah, stimmt. Yeah.
There you go.
I feel the same. Yeah.
Perfect. Okay, so we know that you came to Schladming. And why? So you left Schladming because it's too small, too...
A little bit. I mean, also job-wise, it was getting a little bit small for me, sort of in the middle of nowhere, which it really is. Yes. Salzburg was a
especially
good
without tourists, right?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Salzburg became a good option because of an airport, which, so I travel a lot privately and work-wise. And yeah, just city. It was a bit more interesting than such a small town. Yeah. Maybe meeting new people.
And perfect. Yeah,
just better for everything.
Okay.
And food delivery.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Especially nowadays, right?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Now, perfect. So we are going to start with the A-B questions, which is, I'm going to explain very quick. It's going to be two pairs of questions or like words, actually. Right. It's not a question. And you have to choose one.
Okay.
It's 50 in total, 50 pairs, 25 at first and the other 25 later.
Okay,
and
cool.
You have three skips in total.
Three skips?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Maybe tough, I don't know.
Okay, cool.
So let's start.
All right.
Old, new.
Old.
Family, friends.
Friends.
Yes, no.
No.
Maybe or yes.
Maybe.
Bad breath or sweaty smell.
Oh, man. I don't know. Bad breath? I don't know.
Book or movie?
Book or what?
Movie.
Oh, movie. Movie.
Movie or series?
Series.
Beard or shaved?
Beard.
Cat or dog?
Cat.
Analog or digital?
Digital.
City or countryside?
Ah, skip.
Money or leisure?
Leisure?
Beer or wine?
Beer, any day.
A sweet popcorn or salty popcorn?
Sweet.
Yoga or jogging?
Yoga.
Samurai or ninja?
Ninja.
Wash up or laundry washing?
Laundry, definitely.
Fast or slow?
Slow.
Freedom or hope?
Freedom.
Share or have?
Skip.
Second skip.
Yeah.
Morning shower or evening shower?
Evening.
Hard or soft?
Soft.
Together, alone?
Together.
Cookie or biscuit?
Cookie.
Kiss or make out?
Kiss.
Nice. That's the first 25 questions.
Yay.
Two skips. You have one left. It's going to be hard because I think the other 25 are a little harder for most of the people far.
Right, shit. So I totally misunderstood that. I thought three skips.
Per
go.
Oh, no. Okay.
Damn.
I can be nice and give you another one that you have
two
at least.
Yeah, you could be, couldn't you? If you wanted to.
I have a few questions about what you choose.
Mm-hmm.
So you took movie or series. You took the series. Why?
I just think when I get into something, I want to watch it for a longer period. Mm-hmm. So a movie, I'm always like, oh, this movie's sick. And then like half an hour and it's done.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah. So series you can watch for longer.
Okay.
When they're done, it's also sad.
So then you were city and countryside. You skipped.
City and countryside. Yeah, because I sort of like both. That's why I skipped it. Before I was countryside, being Schladming. And now I've moved to a city, but I wouldn't even consider this a city.
No, it's
necessarily.
Not.
No, it's not really, is it? It's like a huge town.
Yeah, it's a huge village, that's right.
Yeah, or village, yeah. Yeah. It's like the most city I've known, obviously, in the last 13 years, because before I was in a really, really small town. But I like both. And I think I chose also Salzburg because it's, for me, it's a bit on the edge. Also, I live on the edge of the city, so I have countryside right there and also city when I need it. So okay. I like a bit of both. I'm a person that likes a bit quieter side of life.
Okay.
I'm sounding like I'm like 60 years old.
Are you a nature person as well?
A what? Sorry?
Nature person.
Nature. Yeah. Yeah, suppose, yeah.
Like hiking, camping, skiing, or...
Without the hiking, yeah. And okay. also, camping. I mean, I used to, maybe. I haven't been camping in years.
Okay, okay.
So I don't know. Yeah, okay. Maybe I could like it. Probably more like of a van person rather than an actual tent on the ground.
Okay.
Yeah.
A mattress is fine.
Yeah, yeah. Tent with mattress.
Okay, nice.
Yeah, that would be cool.
Very good.
Mm-hmm.
And then you skipped share and have.
Yeah.
Why?
I know it sounds so selfish.
No, it doesn't sound anything.
I think everyone else said share, right? I think I'm the first person to say, well, I didn't say have, but first person to probably skip it.
Mm-hmm. Maybe.
Because I think also a lot of your questions, you also think, well, what are we talking about? Depends on...
That's
what's in my head. That's the interesting. Yeah, of course. That's the interesting thing about it.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
I'm thinking like, well, let's say food, share or have. Depends how hungry I am. Right?
French fries.
Yeah.
Community food.
Yeah, for sure. I'm having them. I'm not selling myself here, am I? I sound like I've got 300 kilos.
No, but you're honest. Like... And that's cute. It's fucking cool. That's the thing. It's really, really nice.
Yeah, so depends.
It really depends.
Sharing like a life with someone, yeah. I'd do that. But yeah, like food, something
not
else
so much.
That I want. No, I'm not particularly a sharing type of person.
Okay, great. And then one of my favorite questions, because that's a thing actually about Austria, Germany,
mm-hmm.
is the sweet and the salty popcorn. Because
right, okay.
when you go to a cinema
yeah.
in Germany, you mostly get sweet popcorn. I don't
you
think...
You just get it without...
Yeah.
No option.
Yeah. And here, oh. I think it's mostly salty.
I haven't been to the cinema in ages. Sadly, obviously, it hasn't been open all
yeah,
this
sure.
time.
Now it's very
we should
difficult.
Definitely support our cinemas.
But do you have like salty popcorn in the UK then?
Yeah, we have both. I think we, because the UK is just full of choice, like the US, you
mm-hmm.
know, we have too much of absolutely everything.
Yeah.
So I think you can get sweet, salty, and whatever else
caramel,
you want.
Whatever
is, yeah,
shit you need.
I think
yeah.
there's loads you can choose from.
Okay.
And English cinema I haven't been to in years, so
okay.
definitely loads. But yeah, sweet. So, salty is amazing too. That's also difficult about your questions. You want to choose
no,
maybe
I
both.
Don't like it.
Or neither. You don't like it?
No, not at all. When I had
Why?
It the first time, I was... like, because it was unexpected, you know? I think that's a big issue. When you expect
oh.
something sweet and then you have salty or the other way around, you're like, what
yeah,
the fuck?
So disappointing.
Exactly, yeah. exactly. But Denise, guest here,
okay.
she said she's going for the mix-up. That you put
oh.
both in together.
Oh, she crazy.
And she said, it's amazing. You have to try it.
She sounds mental. Okay, no, that doesn't sound... No, I couldn't do mix-up, I don't think. But yeah.
Okay, perfect.
Good for her.
That's really good. So, after the first section of AB, I'm mostly going into the topic of dating and being single.
Yeah.
And the whole concept of that.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have experiences in online dating?
A little bit.
A little bit. How are they?
Maybe I don't want to say a lot of it.
Okay.
A little bit. I don't know. Yeah. I have used dating apps, or probably just the one app we all know of, which would probably be the biggest, which would be Tinder.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I met a couple of exes
oh,
of
really?
Mine on that. Yeah, like sadly though, like I'm not proud of it.
Okay.
Not that it's a bad thing either,
yeah.
of course, so no judgment.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's not like my ideal way to meet someone.
Okay.
But there's never, like, especially from living in Schladming,
mm-hmm.
somewhere that small, sort of knew everyone, anyway. And
yeah,
there
yeah.
wasn't many options left. So I got
Not
myself a
people.
Tinder account and saw what was out there.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the experience were okay or good or bad or no, not used it a lot?
Mostly good. I've had, like, I went on a couple of dates when
mm-hmm.
I was just like, nope.
Okay.
And that was pretty clear straight away.
Okay.
But yeah, like the people I ended up in a relationship with, it was good to begin with, but obviously it turned out to be a nope at the end.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So a bit of experience, yeah.
So it's better to meet someone in real life.
Yeah. Would anyone choose dating apps as a first option?
Probably not.
Yeah, I'm sure there's some people for sure, but
the thing is, I think it's really depending on the way you see it. Mm-hmm. You know, what's your perspective on it? And what it leads to is you do not have to get over your, how you say, being afraid of getting a no.
For sure.
In person.
Yeah, for sure. You know,
when I go to a girl in the supermarket and ask her, like, hey, blah, 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 whatever shit. And she's like, saying no, that's hurting way more than not having a match.
All right. Okay. Yeah.
I think it's just like a way easier way of getting over the first, how you call it, barrier?
Rejection.
Yeah.
Yeah. The feeling of being rejected.
Yeah.
Which, isn't very nice to your face. I don't think I've ever experienced it to my face or even particularly online. I've been lucky there.
Maybe.
But, I think men probably deal with it a little bit more because men are...
Probably.
Generally the ones that sort of make the first move. Not that mostly. That's wrong or right, but...
No, mostly I think that's the case.
Mm-hmm.
Outside or on dating apps.
For sure, yeah. I mean, I'm never one to make the first move and be like, hey, what's up? Like, that's never been me.
Okay.
So that's probably why I haven't really experienced rejection, because I've never been the one to make the first move.
Might be a reason, yeah.
Yeah, probably.
But what's... When we move on that is...
Mm-hmm.
What's your opinion about the very small word, love?
My opinion on it?
Mm-hmm. What do you think about it? Like, what is love? Let's put it into a question. It's like, what is love for you? Or what does love mean to you?
Oh, that's such a complex question in a way. It's a heavy question and it's really complex. Because there's, firstly, all different types of love, right?
Exactly.
But I assume we're talking about the romantic type.
Yes.
Oh, she's a hurtful one. Can be that.
Mm-hmm.
It can be loads of different stuff. And for all different people, I think.
Yes.
My experience is probably different to others. I probably have a very unpopular opinion about it.
Mm-hmm.
When I say something like, I think love is selfish.
Mm-hmm.
And now you want me to expand on that, don't you?
Of course. When you drop something like that,
you have to
explain it.
I feel like when you're satisfying someone else or keeping them happy, mm-hmm. not keeping them happy, that's the wrong way to put it, when they feel happy with you
mm-hmm.
or with themselves because you're a part of their life, they say, I'm in love. But as soon as you, I don't know, accidentally hurt that person or change yourself,
mm-hmm.
then that person falls out of love with you.
Mm-hmm.
So that for me wasn't a selfless love,
mm-hmm.
which I believe, like my definition of love would be unconditional or selfless and mm-hmm. not selfish. But I believe love is pretty selfish.
For most of people?
Yeah, obviously I'm generalizing. I don't know how it is on everyone's level, for sure.
Of course,
sure,
it's a very personal...
This is just my opinion. That's why it's probably an unpopular opinion. And in my experience as well. So I can only really talk from my experience or what I see with friends or people or parents or whatever. It's not unconditional.
I think it's very rare if it's there.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's very unpopular that you say that.
Okay.
Because I think when most people would be honest, it's probably the same answer. We are very biased by Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
Like a lot.
Yeah.
Like these one true love, happily ever after, whatever.
It's a bit of BS, isn't it, really? Not all the time. But
of course,
lot.
Not all the time.
We're so distracted with all kinds of stuff like that, and it's probably really not like that. Or I've never experienced it like that, complete unconditional love. Mm-hmm. I don't really know what it is. I've loved people, but I've never been in love. So in English, that's mm-hmm. maybe slightly different. I wouldn't know how you say that in German.
But I think there's also like a very different idea of the word love in German.
Yeah.
Because it's, I think people do, but it's kind of rare that, for example, family members say it to each other.
Exactly.
Just for example.
Yeah. And or we say it to friends as well. Like, oh, love you, mate.
Yeah.
And it doesn't mean anything for us. Well, it does, of course. It means that.
Sure.
But it doesn't mean I'm deeply in love with you in a romantic way. To be in love with someone in English is definitely different. I don't think I've ever been in love. And I don't know if I'm capable of it.
I'm
being brutally honest, aren't I? I don't know, because I don't know what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had many relationships, but I've never experienced that.
That's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's, I don't know if you can translate it. I don't know if you can translate that into English, but it's like the die Nadel im Heuhaufen.
Die Nadel in Heuhaufen.
Yeah, like the needle
in the haystack.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's like saying, okay, it's impossible to find.
Well, it pretty much is.
Maybe you're lucky.
Mm-hmm.
It could happen. Mm-hmm. Or maybe you're not.
I also don't believe in soulmate. So obviously the mm-hmm. needle in the haystack would maybe be someone else's. Oh, yeah. I found my soulmate. Well, in my opinion, nah, no, you haven't. I don't know. I don't think something like that exists. I think there's probably a few people that you can be compatible with throughout life. Maybe they're somewhere else in the world that you will never meet. I don't know.
Does this perception or like what you said about it now changed in the past, let's say, 10 to 5 years?
How do you mean? What I said, love being selfish?
Mm-hmm.
I think I've always had a relatively negative view about it.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it changed a bit throughout the relationship, just the experience I've built up.
Becoming a little more positive or not? Even worse.
Yeah, maybe the other direction. Okay. I don't know, I'm sounding really negative. I'm also positive at the same time, but I don't think it's changed hugely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, then we move on to the topic of loneliness.
Okay.
Which is probably or maybe part of being single mm-hmm. or not.
Could be.
Have you experienced that?
Yeah, I'm lonely all the time, but not in a bad way.
Mm-hmm.
Like, obviously, some people would say lonely in a negative way, but for me, it's not always negative. Sometimes it is, mm-hmm. but I would say way more positively. I mean, like I said, working from home mm-hmm. and, moving to a new city where I don't know many people. And even before that in Schladming, I didn't go out that much. That sounds, now I sound less lonely and more losery.
Oh, no. But,
oh, Jesus.
So you get along with yourself quite good.
Basically. I'm my best friend.
That's perfect.
No, I am. I'm really happy alone, but I also love company and love being social.
Yeah.
But I like the option to turn it off, as in, like, if I just want to go home and be alone, then I always have that option. Obviously, I've always lived alone. I've never lived with anyone.
Yeah.
Always had my own space. And I think I always want it that way as well.
Okay.
Yeah. And I think many people aren't like that. But yeah, I can get an mm-hmm. actual bit lonely, like in the negative term of loneliness. Yeah, but not hugely. I mean, obviously COVID hasn't helped with that, has it?
Not so much.
Now it is actually a little bit lonely just because I haven't seen many people at all.
Especially, That's good because that's leading to the next question.
Cool.
Which is, what have you learned in the past 12 months? Or let's say 14 months, 13, starting with Corona.
COVID times,
mm-hmm.
That I should have saved every cent that I worked for.
In the years before that?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what I've learned. Save more money. Don't spend it all. Because in a pandemic hits. Yeah. That sucked. Apart from that, not really. Not that I can think of.
No, that's okay then.
Yeah. maybe that I do get lonely. I think maybe that. Because before I really didn't experience it, I always thought being alone is good. That's because I had enough work and I was out of the house enough and meeting friends. And I guess because of COVID,
that's probably the social life.
Yeah, exactly. I think that's probably the first time I have actually experienced like, oh, okay, it does suck a little bit being really like alone. Yeah. So probably that.
Are there things you're afraid of?
So one is actually losing my driver's license.
Okay, because you are such a bad driver.
No, because, well, if you want to put it under bad driving, if you want to class speeding as bad driving.
Okay.
Yeah. Because I mean, I don't speed a lot, but I get a lot of tickets, so clearly I speed a lot. Like on average, I probably get 10 a year. No fucking joke. Yeah. Because I'm a lot in the car, so I drive a lot. I just have to mention that as well. I'm not just like driving to the office and back. I do drive all around the country all the time. So I'm in the car a very long time as well, four or 5 hours sometimes. And yeah, you just sort of switch off. not like closed eye switched off. But yeah, I just like you're taking notice of your navi because you're following that to your location or something. Yeah. And yeah, I'm not looking at the speed limits. And often get caught.
Okay.
Yeah. Got caught for not updating my vignette the other day. Like 100% forgot. I've normally always been good at that. Because of the lockdown, I wasn't going anywhere. So I completely forgot about it. So I got slapped for that as well. Yeah. That's so losing my driving license. I like that's my complete freedom. That's also, you know.
That would be shit.
Without my car, I'd be pretty much screwed. Personal wise and job wise.
Okay.
So, yeah,
okay.
That's a big fear.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah.
Then we move on to the second part
of
A and B.
Cool.
One skip.
Oh, what?
Left.
Really? Just the one?
No, you get two.
Oh,
because
on.
I'm nice.
Thank you.
Mountains or sea?
Mountains, I think. Yeah.
Buy or rent?
Buy.
Sweet or salty?
Salty.
Cry or scream?
Cry.
WhatsApp or knowledge? WhatsApp or call?
Cool.
Believe or knowledge?
Knowledge.
Google or knowledge?
Knowledge.
Cuddle or sex?
Cuddle.
Honesty or white lie?
Honesty.
In time, not in time?
On time or in time, yeah.
Definitely. Is it on time?
Well, if you have like a place to go, then you would be on time if you got there in time.
Okay.
Very confusing. Yeah, on time.
Coffee or tea?
Don't like either, but coffee.
Okay, interesting. Tidiness or untidiness?
Tidiness.
House or flat?
House. Oh, sorry, no, flat. No, definitely flat. I've never had a house.
Go out for dinner, eat at home?
Go out.
Right or left?
Left.
Sebastian or Boris?
Oh. Skip.
Freeze or sweat?
Sweat.
Backpack or suitcase?
Suitcase.
Wanderlust or homesick?
Wanderlust.
Warm or cold?
Warm.
Skiing or snowboarding?
Skiing.
Snooze or get up?
Snooze.
Erdogan or Putin?
Oh, I have another skip, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, skip.
Tinder or supermarket?
Supermarket.
Love or money?
Got rid of them skips, didn't I?
Yes.
Okay, we'll go love.
Okay. So, coffee or tea?
Yeah, I'm not a fan of either.
You're rare.
I know. Like, you're finding that out anyway, talking to me. I'm a bit of an oddball.
But that's interesting. I mean, That's very different. And tea has such a variety.
I know. Like, you can get every flavour and I still don't like it. It's the fact that it's warm. That's the issue for me. Like, why a warm drink? Like, for me, like, a drink is refreshing. That's why you drink it. And so I like a stone.
But winter?
Like, yeah, maybe like the odd hot chocolate. Or like, I like a latte. I'd have a latte.
So very little coffee taste, just milk.
Yeah, basically just milk. A drop of coffee. I mean, yeah, I can drink coffee if it's mixed with a lot of milk, but like black, no way.
Okay.
Throw up. Yeah.
Right and left. You took left.
Well, I thought we were talking. Well, in my head, it was political, so.
Okay.
Definitely left.
Okay.
Yeah.
Backpack or suitcase? You took the suitcase?
Yeah. I think just backpacks are heavy, aren't they, really?
I mean, suitcase can be either.
All right, yeah, stimmt. I just said something that doesn't make sense.
But it's on the ground. I mean, a backpack you have to carry.
Yeah, if the backpack had wheels, cool. Let's go backpack.
Okay, great.
Yeah, I'd just rather like not carry something. I mean, yeah, suitcase any day.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then the last one would be cuddle or sex. You took cuddle.
Yeah. Also, it sort of depends on what we're talking about. But, like, in my head, it was like, I don't know, just first meeting someone.
Okay.
No, I'm not going to bang you. We go for a cuddle.
We go for a cuddle. Okay, great. That is nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, then I go for the last question.
Okay.
Which is a double question.
Mm-hmm.
It's at the end of the day. What happened on the day when you say that's a good day? And what happened when you say, nah, the day was shit?
Mm-hmm. Good day when I guess I've achieved something. Or, got some work done.
Mm-hmm.
Or, I don't know, I've met some friends. That kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Bad day. I don't know, just all the bad stuff that could happen. Any one of them.
Any
bad things would equal bad day.
But the possibilities for bad things are crazy.
Yeah, for sure. Like from death to, oh, I cut my finger.
Which is also a huge variety.
Yeah, right.
I hope there's a few things in between.
Because I don't think I'd have a bad day if I cut my finger. Depends how bad I cut it, I guess.
Probably. Hopefully.
Hopefully. I'd be a little bit oversensitive if I had a bad day. Okay, I don't know. I'm just thinking recently, like, what have been bad days.
Mm-hmm.
Just a bit of a boring day. Like, when the weather's bad, that kind of...
Okay.
Doesn't make me that happy. Or having like a fight in a supermarket or something.
About the last box of toilet paper.
No, not that. About keeping distance.
Okay.
I'm very like very vocal. That sounds weird. It sounds like I go into supermarket shouting.
But people get awkwardly close.
Yeah, and people get awkwardly, I don't know, no one wants to say anything. And I'm always the first person to say something out loud, like, I'm unapologetic. I don't care. If someone's doing something wrong, I mean, not just voicing my opinions about what someone's wearing. Obviously not that.
Really? That coat? Really?
yeah, really? No, of course not. No, just like, I don't know, if someone's like up in my face, like,
yeah.
I don't know, that's not 2 meters. Get away from me. I think like generally I love the distance thing because we should always keep 1 or 2 meters away from people. Mm. I don't want people close. People stink. People are gross. Right? I don't know. Like, I've loved it. Distant masks, brilliant ideas. Keep them. I know, unpopular opinion. Again, I'm a strange one. I don't want people breathing on my neck in the supermarket. Put your mask on.
Nice.
So, yeah, that would be a bad day. Someone breathed on me.
So, the last question, I go in German, okay?
Okay, cool.
Okay, now my brain is twisted.
Oh, echt?
The fuck?
Jetzt kann's nicht mehr.
Jetzt geht's nicht mehr. Jetzt ist es kaputt. Welche Tage gibt es öfter? die guten oder die schlechten?
Ich glaube, guten.
Das ist gut.
Yeah, definitely. Just because I'm a generally happy person, I probably haven't come across like one with all my rants. But like, I'm generally like really happy in myself.
Okay, perfect.
So I do often have better days. And even if I'm having a bad day, I can normally like bring myself out of it or bring myself around and tell myself that I'm being stupid and get over it.
Okay.
So yeah, definitely more good days than bad.
That's a good answer. Yeah. And I think a good end of these podcasts, which was not a German-English mix.
Mm-hmm. No, it really wasn't.
Yeah, not at all, kind of.
Voll vergessen.
Voll vergessen.
Dass ich eigentlich ein bisschen Deutsch auch kann.
Now we just heard a very little of your accent. Perfect, perfect. Vielen Dank, liebe Nikaela, für deine Zeit. Es hat mich sehr gefreut. Und ich wünsche dir noch einen wunderbaren Tag.
Danke, dir auch.
Ciao, ciao.
Tschüss.
Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed episode number 20 in a different language. Hello to everyone who skipped here. You should feel bad. Now the resolution of Nikaela's age. Before that, just think about what you would imagine or guessing how old she is. She is 31 years old and interested in meeting men. She works as a photographer. And if you want to get to know Nikaela, send her a message and I will forward it. Thank you for listening again and have a good day, evening or morning. See you next time at Salz im Herz.